What's up, New England Beyond? Tommy, as I just looked up, I thought I was cut in half because of camera and stuff like that. It's a tight squeeze in the room podcast. Oh, yeah. If you guys ever visit this place, it's not a big room, right, Tommy?
It is an adequate sized room, I'll say.
For a local podcast.
For activities.
Yes. I do have my drum set in there, so that takes up a third of the room. And every week I said to Tommy, we're going to get rid of this big round table. Yep. And we're just going to have, our gaming chairs with the mics and stuff right on the side of us, a little more relaxed setting. And then I can get a whole band in here. So
we'll see if that ever happens.
Yeah. So we have our gates on. Let me see if we have sound, Tommy.
Yeah, always good to check first, you know.
So, Tommy, as far as get a sound check, how was your weekend?
Very good, Greywood. Went and got to see some bands. Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Ministry, and Filter were at the Xfinity Center, which I call Great Woods. I've been going there for almost 40 years. I keep saying that. More like 30 years. I say I've been going there for 40 years, and
seems
my wife
like you
says,
go in there every other week.
Well, you know, it's the end of the season, and I live out in that town, so perfect. Cheap tickets, under $20 every time.
So, as I'm hearing right now, you sound sexy as
thank
fuck.
You.
And
thank
so
you.
Do I. Tonight,
you do. Always.
Tonight we had to put gates on the mics because there is a band practicing down the hall. You may hear a little background noise as we speak.
Yeah, we'll see.
But,
whatever.
So I had another pretty good weekend, you know, the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The end of the summer weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Next weekend is my birthday Sunday.
Yes, sir.
So we are going to Block Island
nice.
For the day.
The weather is looking spectacular all the way.
Yes, it is.
It is a beautiful weather right now.
My friend's band is playing there. They are called the Manatees, and they play a little kind of bluesy rock, a little Rod Stewart-ish, little
the Manatees.
Robert Palmer.
Are they overweight? Do they look like manatees?
There's a couple that have a little belly, but, you know, they're drinking bellies,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's what you call, a man or a woman.
They're in their 50s, too, so you got to give them credit. They're out there, you know, drinking rum and cokes and belting out some fucking
rum and Diet
music.
Cokes.
No, I doubt.
I don't mind a Diet Coke.
I like rum. I like Captain Morgan and Diet Coke.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people say they like regular Coke in it. Yeah. I'm like,
different strokes, different folks. It's so sugary. I actually don't like mixers. I don't drink Coke in anything, you know, whatever it is. It's just straight.
Excellent. So
speaking of old people at bands, though, over at that show on Friday, Alice Cooper, dude's almost 80, crushing it. Fucking Duke the Guillotine, the fucking...
Yeah, they were showing that on social media.
Yeah, yeah. So therefore, it was a good crowd, good aged crowd. If the only young people there were who were there with their parents.
And Rob Zombie is a theatrical superstar himself.
Crazy
making movies, crazy fucking, you know, horror movies. And he's a, you know, rock star.
Amazing stage show. Awesome band.
He's got the girl bass player.
No,
he's got someone else.
No, it's all guys.
He used to have a pretty girl.
You're talking Sean Yusalt.
Oh, yes.
In White Zombie. Yeah, that was a while ago. She's cool. Ginger Fish is the drummer. He's been playing with him for many years, and he originated with some of the original Marilyn Manson bands. Crazy drummer. He's also from Framingham, Massachusetts, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so they had him do a good drum solo, and when they announced him, like, you know, halfway through the show.
Yeah, they do a little song.
It was awesome because when it came on, it just, like, had these crazy psychedelic backgrounds with the drum solo. It was cool.
Just imagine being at that level.
Yo.
Fucking just...
You do whatever you want.
You know what I mean?
Rob Zombie can do whatever he wants.
They got, like, seven guys that are just taking care of you.
Yep.
As far.
Yep.
Now it's like fighting.
It was everything that guy ever wanted for his stage show to be. He's allowed to have.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
It was worth the money.
Yeah, $20, easy. Yeah. Gladly worth the money.
So, I haven't been to a real concert, you know, a year or two. But I've been to tons of fucking shows, like local things,
small stuff.
Cool. Tuesday, we're going to see the Queen tribute band at the Strand.
Sick.
It's supposed to be really. Well put together and stuff.
Cool.
But, you know, there'd be a lot of Liberace kind of looking people
your
there
favorite.
And stuff like that.
There'll be a lot of rockers your age and shit.
Yeah, Queen, just
Queen
to go and check it out.
Yeah, you know, Queen
a lot
broke
of mushrooms
the barrier.
And weed going through the crowd
so?
That night.
Through your crowd?
I would imagine.
Through your brain?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know what happens.
Good times.
What happens at the Strand stays at the Strand.
Oh, I've been going there for a long time, too. So a lot of bands
we played there when I was a kid.
Lupo's, right? That's what Lupo's is, right?
I don't even know what it is right now.
I think that's what it is. Like,
is it?
The Strand is where
Lupo's
was. Yeah, the old Lupo's, the new Lupo's.
Wasn't the Met Cafe right next to it?
Yeah, but that's separate. I went and saw Henry Rollins at the Met a couple years ago.
Yeah, I used to play there. It was like the little dive. They had the great bands.
Yeah, they have crazy bands still there. I was reading the sign there, and it's cool. Rhode Island's got a lot of cool venues, and a lot of cool bands come out of there. It's good shit.
Excellent. Well, I'm still doing my jam band thing, looking for a band. Dude, we did that. You know, we're learning songs. We learn songs every show. We have that, you know, concert, the whole music store does our concert. Yep. We learn songs every time for them. So we learn them every, you know, we're learning 3 or 4 songs every, like, 4 months together. So.
You're playing it all, like, that's what you want to play.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But we have, like, a set and a half now. Mm-hmm. Another year, we're probably going to have a couple, 2 or 3 sets.
What songs are on that list?
There's a ton. A bunch of Petty. But we just played Come Together by the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
Did you catch that on my page?
Maybe I did.
It got like 5,000 views.
I think I did see that.
Like 5,000.
Yeah.
It was just
the last one of you guys jamming.
Yeah,
right?
One of the young kids came up and he just started singing.
Was it outside?
No, it was inside.
Inside, okay.
No, this was inside. You're gonna have to listen to that
later.
Sure.
For sure.
But you know, it's easy stuff.
Epic song though.
It's band.
Yeah.
It's
playing together.
Togetherness.
Yes, sir.
No, it was really good.
Not
really
easy to play with other people at the same time.
Yes, and a slow tempo and just this kid. Blew it out of the
vocals.
Sound like fucking Bobby Brown singing fucking the Beatles.
Bobby Brown,
<It's> awesome.
White kid, black kid,
white kid, young kid. When I was dropping the coke on live TV, remember you did that?
I do.
I just saw that Instagram when Bobby Brown was on the fucking MTV Awards and he fucking danced and a coke fucking bag came out of his pocket and he swiped it up like
he knew
a street sweeper.
He wasn't gonna leave that.
Imagine that.
He's a piece of work.
Yeah,
that
but
guy.
I thought about it when I saw it. I was like. Isn't it sweating in his pocket? Like, it's going to be no good anyway.
I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. I guess because he was on coke, he didn't know what the fuck he was thinking.
He just had to put it in his pocket.
He wanted to do it.
Great. So, all right. So, great weekends.
Yep, always.
And like I said, I have this weekend my birthday.
Yes, sir. What day is that?
Sunday.
On Sunday, cool.
15th.
Yep.
And also, we have Cage Titans.
Yep, Saturday.
And Combat FC, Friday night, Cage Titans on Saturday. Are you doing either one?
I don't know. Oh, it's up in the air still. It's a busy weekend, busy stuff. You know, a lot of moving and shaking. And sometimes I just like to fucking stay still. You know
what there's nothing wrong with staying still.
No, and I don't do a lot of that.
And, you know, it is the end of the summer.
Yep.
You know. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. You might want a barbecue. You'll be drunk by 4 p.m. So
maybe.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Can't be driving to fucking Plymouth and
Wilmington. No drinking driving.
Whatever the fuck. Where does
Wilmington?
Wilmington
FC. Yeah,
yes. Kate, Wilmington
Combat FC. That's
the Shriners.
I mean, I don't want to deter anyone because that's a pretty cool organization and you know good people are fighting on it. But that's a bitch to get to on a fucking Friday night.
Oh fuck yeah! Going through. I got to go through Boston. You go through Boston.
Yeah. Yep,
it's
I come from the south. Yep.
So I'm going through Providence, then Pawtucket.
Yep.
And fucking.
Then us. You know? Yeah.
I've almost turned around a couple times. Swear to God.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, at least it's off the highway 93, but that 93 at rush hour on a Friday, forget it.
But they do sell the place out.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people.
Yeah, the Shriners.
The north end are closer to that area.
That's close to
they have a lot of New Hampshire fighters.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's easy for New Hampshire. You can take 93 all the way.
Fucking right there.
Yep. It's easier for them.
Who's going to fucking...
No.
Coming from New Hampshire.
No. Good shit.
So, Neff... We'll get to that. But Neff was last week. Mm. Neff had a pretty little card. It was a little card.
Yep.
But it ended up being pretty exciting. You know, a couple of fights ended in like 7 to 12 seconds.
Cool.
And you would think that would be a mismatch, but, you know, it wasn't.
Shit
like,
happens.
The opponent...
Yeah.
The opponent and the fighter that won, both fights, they were legit fucking matchups. And it just happens, man. You know, dude just fucking got calf kicked and got spun around and then fucking got destroyed.
Yeah. I didn't catch those. So.
Yeah, well, I got them right here on Instagram. So I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to Neff last week, just show what's going on. They had a couple of fight announcements and kind of, you know, kind of funny, you know, old guy coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. It's like fucking not something I want to see. And
no,
and he's a crybaby. And
oh yeah,
social media fucking cry.
Oh okay.
I was a nice guy, but
how old?
Gotta be about 44 or 45.
Yeah, give him that.
I don't want to hear him. All right, so
maybe
anyway.
I'll step in someday.
You in MMA?
Maybe.
Fucking hey, Tommy.
No, probably not. I don't want to tell anyone that.
All right. So,
I always say that'll be my midlife crisis, you know?
All right. So I do believe this was one of the, Oh, I got Combat FC. And I had Mike Joliker shit up there from last week when he was on.
That was a good.
Yeah.
He's a chatty Cathy, huh?
Oh, is
Some people can't, you can't get words out of him, and he just didn't give a fuck. He didn't want to get let us get a word in, you know?
Yeah, he just kept fucking, he was excited.
Oh, he's a great kid. That's what we want. We want people who like to talk and are cool and you know, not
so
just.
Tommy, did you see this takedown right here when this girl fucking knocked her out, like just by a body slam?
Nope.
Awesome.
That was that enough? Yep.
Yeah. I showed it seven times. You missed that. we're going to go through some stuff. They do great great camera work right now.
Yeah, it looks good.
Their highlights.
Yeah, looks good production value.
Oh, look at people getting knocked out everywhere. There's that fucking throw. There it is, Tommy. You saw it. Nice.
Jeez, why'd they stop it?
She was a little.
Yeah, head bounces off the
canvas. Oh, look at this. What's her? Oh!
Yeah, that's good.
Is it on bar going?
No,
oh, knee bar.
Yeah. Heel hook. Oh, damn. In for the. Yeah, there was an arm.
Wow, this is a nice highlight reel.
Yeah, they're looking good.
Oh, nice. Deep.
Guys coming out to bang.
Kudos to Neff for a nice highlight reel.
Yeah, that is good.
It's probably got great music, but we can't play it. Actually, we can because they're not going to be able to hear it through the gate. It's good for them.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good shit. That was some good highlights right there.
Get some pictures. Brett Martin, the winner. He won the amateur 185-pound title. He didn't win it. He defended the title.
Cool.
But there's that throw again. It's all over. That's I think good, it got like 200,000 views.
Yeah,
that's
she looked
why.
Like she was trying to get like a flying armbar or something okay, and just got awesome. Nailed in her head.
So good for them. Here's all their interviews. I'm not going to do all those, but I know Brian Costco, I think he has a fight already that night. Mm-hmm. After the fight, he had they matched him up for his next fight, for the next Neff card. What else we got here? Look at all the interviews.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Where do they hold that one?
This one was in Portland, I think.
Oh, yeah, up there.
Yeah, the next one is in Bangor.
Oh, yeah, main organization, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, this was the one, Tommy, when he spun him around. Watch, the calf kick. And then when he spins around, he catches him with a couple of punches. Watch. What? Spun around right there. Yeah. Now here, right here. Yeah. Oh, cracked him with a right. What's the straight hand right here? Boom!
Oh, damn, yeah.
Fucking lights out.
Starting with that calf kick, that just took him right down all the way up.
Kyle Pufal. I think this is Nathan Grimaud against Matt Denning. This is a rematch. I mean, I don't get that fight, but that's what I was talking about. Brian Costco. Mm-hmm. He's fighting Ed Davis. Who's a hometown fan there. So.
Yeah, UFC, right? Ed Davis.
And Bruce, this is the guy I was talking about, Bruce. Fighting, I don't even know. Fuck, he's fighting. Fuck.
Yeah, we don't have the card right here. We're just going to look at
it. Nice. Out. Nice. Knockouts all over the place.
That guy looks way bigger, though. He does.
The heavyweight's kind of like that.
Yeah, of course. 220,
some are 225, some are like 250.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and some are muscular.
There's another fight they announced.
Big boys.
Yeah. Miles Emery, I like him. He follows me on Facebook. Thank you, brother.
He's good.
I think he's got a win, and a loss in Neff, maybe a couple losses, but the heavyweight, they bang.
Yeah.
Like, kill or be killed.
Oh, yeah, that's the heavyweight's scary.
He's also a prison guy, I do believe. So.
Okay. So he's used to beating people up?
Yeah, well, you know, restraining and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys, those prison guards.
Did any of these fights go to a decision at Neff? Can someone tell me that?
It doesn't look like it.
Did any of the fights go to decision? All right, so that's it for Neff. I mean, congratulations, Neff, on a great card.
That guy's bald as fuck.
We're going to get to next. We're going to get the Combat FC and see any last minute shit from them. But, Tommy, you ever been to a Neff card?
I don't think so.
You might want to go because
fun.
I ain't fucking going with you. Maybe I want to take your wife to fucking Portland to go see
cool up there.
Moose and shit like that.
Moose. I see some moose. There's some good weed up there, they say. I got
Portland,
it.
Portland, mate?
In Maine. Maine's a good weed, like a legal weed market.
What makes Maine a great place? Just because it's a great place to grow weed?
Different regulations.
There's a lot of land to grow weed.
Different regulations that in Mass. We have our hands tied in a lot of situations when it comes to things we can use, things we can't use, when it comes to cultivation over there.
Explain. What do you mean? What limitations that you can't use?
Like we can't use any pesticides, whether they're organic or not. All sorts of different things like
you're
that.
You are consuming.
You definitely need it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy in there.
All right, so you can't use that.
Lots of different things. Sprays. We can only use essential oils, essentially.
But in other states, they are using pesticides and stuff.
Different.
This is inside and outside grows.
Yeah, yep. If it's legal and tested, then there's different regulations when it comes to both of the states.
What's new with that? Anything new with you on that end, you're president of the company yet?
Not really. Not too much stuff has changed in the game. Same shit. Growing it all. Smoking it.
Well, before we get to a little of Combat FC, which is Friday, Tommy, did you watch the debate last night?
Yeah, a little bit. I fell asleep.
Are you a political type of
guy? No, definitely not.
So you're watching it just for shits and giggles?
Because that's what everyone's watching.
Okay, yes, I did the same.
It was on every fucking channel.
I told my girlfriend, I'm not watching that. And I had Seinfeld on, and all of a sudden, I'm fucking watching it.
Seinfeld. Nice.
I'm watching it. And we watched the whole thing. And we didn't argue, but we were just laughing about, each candidate. And I was calling her I said to her before the debate happened, I said, you should just cry. Break down and cry. You know what I mean? No one's ever done that. I said, she should cry. Just cry. See what happens.
She's a mean one, I think. So I don't think she does much crying.
So I was like, just let Trump say something to you and cry about it. You know what I mean? When he said the thing about eating the fucking cats and shit like that. Speaking of that, here's one of the best memes fucking of the day. Right here.
It's pretty good. The goose
fucking
is awesome.
Trump running away with the cat and the fucking
AI is crazy.
Hot goose. Fucking my God.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
You ever eaten cat or dog before?
I don't know. I might have.
Yeah, right.
It might have been in something, brother. I don't know. Do you doubt you never ate something that you didn't actually think it was? Or a little mixture was added?
I hope not.
You know what I mean? Like, you never know.
Sometimes I've eaten some questionable street
food. You might have just been not... like the lucky one, these horror stories of people getting fucking sick in restaurants.
All disgusting things. All the horror stories.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, all the horror stories. So I'm not eating no dogs and cats.
You don't know, though. You have no idea.
Yeah, but if I don't know.
I've chewed into something that's been suspect to me.
And what's the difference, than eating a fucking disgusting shitted on cow or chicken?
I'm not saying.
Yeah.
It's just,
who's saying? Someone decided that for us.
It's taboo to eat fucking,
horses and shit. They do that,
though. Well, they do eat.
Of course.
A lot of people eat
What the fuck is that called? It's called something.
I don't know.
There's a word for it, but it's a delicacy in many countries, Italy and shit. I'm going to ask the Google.
Are they milk-fed? milk-fed horses?
Echoline? What is it called when you eat horse meat?
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horse shit.
I don't know.
Wow.
Not what I thought. Chevaline, whatever? I don't fucking know. They eat that shit.
All right. Well, it's good for you.
It's
kangaroo meat, ostrich meat. Everyone they fucking eat everything, man.
You ever eaten kangaroo?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
You have?
I have.
Where? When?
Oh, no, I haven't.
What?
I'm sorry. I've eaten
last
ostrich.
Last time you were in Australia?
I've eaten ostrich, like beef jerky.
Sure.
Or ostrich, like
that's,
Slim Jim.
That's
the
common.
Same thing as a Slim Jim.
Yeah, but like someone made it. Yeah, yeah. Someone made that shit, though. Like someone you know, right?
No.
It was just
it might have been a small company of someone I knew that knew, but well, they order them off a company,
Yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, probably small batch shit, but damn, ostrich.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've eaten that.
It was fucking pretty good.
I bet. Lean bird. I've eaten alligator, frogs.
Never.
Yeah.
I did go to a game dinner a couple of times, and there was, frog leg and
frog leg was gross.
Different
it
shit.
Was like baked or something, not fried. I don't know if fried better, but it is like this slimy ass fucking frog leg that tasted like a fishy chicken. They pull it like out of the swamp or something.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here with that.
He was in some fucking goofy stew shit.
Yeah. Fucking Kermit the frog.
Oh my God. Just thinking about it. It's a fucking frog.
No, thank you.
Fuck. It's like eating a dog, dude. Like, a frog is disgusting and is like
different than eating a dog.
That's
but
disgusting.
It's disgusting. As,
but
as
oh, a, you could. Oh, it's grown in a fucking a frog farm where it's clean.
Well, that's
and
even
shit.
Worse. Yeah, that's even worse then, right? The frog farm. No, those farms aren't good.
Poor things go to
yeah,
hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not fed right. They're mean.
I used to have fucking evil friends that would catch frogs and peel the skin off.
Oh, God. Yeah. Like, blow them up with fireworks
yeah,
and shit.
Do all yeah. that fucking shit.
Kids are weird, man. Hopefully they were kids.
All right, let's get to Combat FC.
Yes.
8. So we did interview Mike Jolica last week, and you did talk about how well he was spoken and stuff like that.
Yeah, he loves to chat it up, and he loves to talk about fighting and eating his fucking strawberries and rice cakes and, you know.
Nice. And it's his birthday also, September 15th.
Oh, yeah, that's right, on the fight day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good for him.
Yes. And he fought last year on his birthday as
what?
Well.
2 years in a row?
2 years in a row.
That's pretty fucking odd.
Things happen.
Yeah.
So there is Comet FC's highlight reel.
Oh, there's Jake.
Yeah, Jacob.
Jake Pilla
will be fighting.
He's good. The camp is good.
Playing a little Motley Crue. That song. Oh, there's they're on somebody's podcast. I don't know, but doesn't look as good as that. So, Josh Medeiros, who tuned in, I see his name over here, so he's looking in. He's actually fighting.
Nice, Josh.
On that card, he's actually a training partner of Mr. Jolica.
Fuck yeah,
yeah.
That camp is crazy. Those guys are fucking crazy, and they're gonna do good.
There it is. There's the Jolica poster. Let's let all the posters go.
Yeah.
How that works out?
That one.
They keep going over the same, right? Yeah, they get out of that.
Cool. Yeah.
Where's that? If that little fucking kid's face comes
that.
In, it is. We're going deeper and deeper in.
I was watching. I was pulling a clip from when we from our thing when I posted today to show the picture of our fight of our show tonight, and I was watching and we were making fun of that kid. It was pretty funny.
Why'd you click that out?
I shoulda.
Tell me where it is.
I was just looking for a just still. You know what I mean? For like for today's show.
Randy Costa got he put the news out today that he's fighting for the Gamebred the title there.
Oh yeah, good for him.
I forgot who it's against, but I think it's against a former UFC fighter.
No doubt, you'll pull that up in a minute. I saw that he was doing something today, but I wasn't able to listen. So that's the announcement.
So Combat FC, I mean, they got legit. Oh wait a minute, Ring Girls. Remember they had the Ring Girl contest?
Cage Titans.
No. Combat FC, I was mentioning it first week back.
Yeah.
This must be the two women that won the Ring Girl contest.
Good for them. So. Couple of healthy looking women.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Good for them. $100, couple hundred dollars, easy payday for them.
Oh, yeah. Good notoriety. They probably have like OnlyFans or something.
Oh, yeah. Definitely Instagram.
Yeah.
So, that's Combat FC 8.
Go there. See those peoples.
Yeah.
Good shit.
So, they're doing great things. I just wish they were closer. It's tough for me.
Yeah, Friday night's weird. Maybe that's just when they can get the hall or whatever.
All right. So, let's get back to me over here. And then now we'll get the Cage Titans.
Yep.
67, which is this Saturday night.
Yep.
And, I would imagine that's the card that you would go to if you.
Yeah, if I do, I'll see. I'll see you in the next couple of days.
My girlfriend actually did mention it, like because we want to have an early night Saturday. So I was like, well, why we could go to Cage Titans from like 7 to 10, be home by like 11, 11:30, because we have to catch the ferry at 11.
Block Island Ferry.
Block Island,
like that song, just like the song, right?
So I don't know. It's a you know what I mean.
It's a long night.
I don't know.
And those things don't get out till 1.
Yeah, but you know? We wouldn't. Be
no,
staying.
I'm just saying, like.
But you never know. We fight. Might be drinking. She'd be like, that's day.
Oh, the
you know what I mean?
The good impersonation of her. I'm sure she loves that.
Not exactly.
But then the last fights, Don and Jerry, you know, you want to see that, you know?
Yeah. All right, so let's get to the Cage Titans. Cage.
I don't think any of my guys fighting, you know, not my training guys. Andrew Valdina is doing commentary for that.
Yes, he did.
Just remember last time we were talking with him, I asked him if he was going to do it anymore, and he kind of didn't know, and he was up in the air. He said he wanted to. Here
yeah,
he is.
That's always in,
oh, he's great at that. Yeah, that's fucking great.
All right, so there's Cage Titans handling shit. Jay Perrin is back.
Oh, yeah.
He is co-main event.
He's a legend, Cage Titans.
Actually, no. Jay Perrin is the main event.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Don and Jerry are the co?
Yes.
Who's Jay fighting?
Hold Jay on. Is fighting, I don't know who the kid is. I want to say he's from Zichelli's gym in New Hampshire. The kid that beat Johnny Campbell last time Johnny fought. And we do know the history behind, the history between Jay and Johnny. They fought each other for the belt. Long time ago, so, and that guy took out Johnny, so he's looking to take out Jay. So it's kind of a good storyline right there. So Cage Titans, ready to go.
Cool.
Look at their shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nick and the production team over there is no joke. The guy looked like he was just about to fucking shank someone. Fucking army guy.
So, people, if you're just tuning in, this is local MMA in New England right here. I don't think anyone does it.
The gold standard.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does production and promotes their fighters as much and as good as the media.
And as fair.
The promotions, their media, you know, teams.
They really are.
New England is just fucking... I see other ones, you know, LFA and...
Yep.
It's... You it's don't good. See this,
no,
like...
No.
Every fighter, they highlight. Yep. Like LFA, they'll just, you know, highlight the the top four fights or something. They don't get to the young amateurs and shit like that.
Yep, no. Cage Titans is a special thing in Massachusetts, and, you know, it's fun to go.
Good for them. Good for them. I'm going to keep clicking through their shit because it's all highlight stuff here.
Yeah, Andy Curd usually sings the national anthem.
Yeah.
Remember when Andy and Adam fought?
Muay Thai? Yes, Adam from the restaurant does the DJ
Main
right
Street,
there.
Yep.
So this Presley kid is from, I think he is from Zichelli's gym right there. So that is the main event.
Rooting for Jay, always.
Oh, yeah, Jay's my man.
Yep, Jay's cool.
He's my man. New dad.
Yep.
Happy.
Yeah, he's usually on the commentary mic.
Yeah, he is.
They get a good commentary team down there, Richie, Johnny, all these fucks.
Oh, yeah. And they intertwine. Johnny does mostly in-cage interviews now.
Yep, that's cool.
Like the post-fight interviews, which is great. I mean, they only have so many spots for so many people. They got to find
And they only have so many staff members, too. You know, they're starting to run out. You know, you see all those people running around. Mike Pulvere is fucking finding seats for people.
Yeah, there's Valdina talking about.
Forever rocking that mullet, Andrew.
Yeah, good looking kid. There's John Damon, John Sheamus with his mom.
Nice. Mom, Sheamus. Maybe. Who knows what her last name is?
I met his parents.
Cool.
A few times. I don't think that is mom. That might be his grandma. It was mom. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't know.
Is Miguel Savasan.
Oh, yeah.
He's at Red Seal with Sean Schubert, as you just said.
Nice. You seen Schubert's food truck there?
No.
Yeah, he's got a food truck. I can't remember the name of it, but they're always doing something. I don't know if he's the owner or anything. Tacos and shit. Yeah.
Does it have his name on it?
No, it's a different name. You know, it's not. I don't think it's associated with the team or anything. But funny.
Sean Schubert.
Yeah.
I don't know if he mentioned that on my show.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm not
probably
mistaken,
a friend of his, or
if I'm not mistaken,
maybe it's a sponsor of his.
Yeah, something or like. I feel like it's part of his.
Oh, Mike Pulvere's, he's chimed in right
nice.
Now.
Nice. What's he saying?
He said that good to see us back. We're going through all this stuff right now.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Mike. Good to be back. We always love talking about this kind of shit. Augie's food truck, Sean Schubert's.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's him right there. So I think it's his. Like he's showing this and then he shows the food.
Yeah, I gotta talk to him. I don't know.
Yeah, they seem like good tacos and stuff.
I don't remember him. I know he was a cook at one. Yeah, I don't know if he's cooking it or just like...
I think it is, man.
I know he was like a short order cook or something like that. So he kind of probably knows how to make little things here, right? You know?
I think it looks like more than little things, man. I think that they're fucking crushing it with this food truck.
Fucking Jack Congdon's back. That kid is fucking huge. So his last fight was against John Piersma. And news out today, John Piersma had his ACL repaired.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
A nagging injury he's had for a couple of years now that he's fought through. And good for him. He's getting healed up. He had a tough loss. Came in on short notice. Lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks to get to that fight.
He's a dog. He'll take anything.
Yeah. But good for him.
Yep.
So congratulations, Cage Titans, for Cage Titans 67 this week. I don't know if you can hear, but we do have a band down at the van by the river or whatever it's at. But I don't think you can hear them because we have gates on our mics tonight. But I hope it sounds all right tonight because I haven't been really monitoring it. But
yeah, we'll see. And if not, fuck it.
So, Tommy, what's left of the week for you? Anything?
What's today?
Work?
Wednesday.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yeah, rest of the work week. The Patriot season started. It was a good win the other day, which is cool. Unexpected win. I like to go watch those games with my old man. Always good to see him.
So wait a minute. Let's get to the Patriots.
Yeah.
A little wing the sports here.
Right.
I heard they won, but they weren't expected to win.
A lot of haters we're so used to winning for the past 20 years that since we haven't been, it's all doom and gloom, right? So we were playing the Bengals, pulled off the win, looking pretty good, and we'll see how the season goes. Anything can go.
Were we home or were we away?
No, this week on Sunday is the home opener.
Nice.
So fucking don't go near Gillette Stadium because it'll be a nightmare.
So what's the chatter about the team? Is it a good team this year or is it all right team?
The chatter beforehand is not really the best. We were in kind of a quarterback competition. Not really either. They were saying it wasn't a quarterback competition, but the new guy, Drake May, who we drafted first, he's a rookie, so we're not going to throw him to the Wolves to get fucking decimated first. We're going to give him a couple times. So we've been playing Jacoby Brissett, and he looked all right. Got the brand new head coach, Jared Mayo. He was a player. He's only 38 years old, so he was on the Pats. What?
You're fucking Mr. Info over here. I'm getting way more than I expected. Let's go.
Love the Patriots.
All right, come on, keep going.
Yeah, that's it. You know, and we're hoping that the coach can pull the team together. I think a lot of people are glad Bill Belichick is not around anymore. Kind of fucking,
What's your thoughts on that?
I always thought it was Brady, and it was clear that it was Brady. I'm not taking really anything away from Coach Bill. Loved him for as long as he was on the Patriots. He was fucking one of the major reasons why we were winning it all. But, clearly when Brady left and won another fucking championship and we shit the bed after that, it was, it was a lot to do with Tom Brady. How could it not be?
Tom Brady had his broadcasting debut.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't really see
much
of that.
There was a couple of memes on it, but I haven't seen him being sacrificed at all.
I think he was just kind of doing his thing. I didn't see any of that. So I'm only just going on what people were saying. I wish I had seen it, but I just didn't tune in.
I just saw a couple of clips, but
I don't even think I saw any clips. I just kind of was not into it.
I mean, it's all fake anyway. It's all cue cards and fucking...
Yeah, that's a top-notch production value right there. Like you said, they got...
Like actors.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, they know stats and shit. Well, they don't. They have to study that shit, but, you know, their knowledge... Their banter in between the knowledgeable shit they say is priceless, kind of.
Color commentary. Yeah. I'll wait till he really gets settled in before I tune in, and I hope he kind of just... As a fucking psycho weirdo, like we know him for 20 years.
He's going to get caught with like a little kid or something.
Oh, God. Don't say that. That's terrible. Don't talk about Tom like
that.
Oh, my God.
Like just something serious.
So kind of another Mr. Nice Guy, not so nice guy story, changing subject from football to music. Dave Grohl, you hear about him?
Yeah, wait, he has a love child.
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking guy.
The biggest family...
Mr.
Guy,
nice guy,
Mr. Family,
smiling rock star.
Love my kids. Got three
love
daughters. He's been with his wife over 20 years.
If you thought of anyone who had life by the balls for many years, it was that guy. So he fucked it up because he just couldn't keep his.
And when did this happen?
Recently, I think. I don't
and
know.
And how old's the child?
I don't know that, you know. But he probably came out and announced it because the girl probably said she was going to expose
him. Oh, yeah.
Him, so
the
whole,
you know what
it.
I mean?
Yeah.
That,
she's trying to get her money.
He's got to get his... Who came out? The mother or the kid? The baby?
Him.
I mean, the child?
I heard... All I saw
but
was
who's,
his.
Who's chattering on the other side, you think?
Don't even know. Yeah. Don't even know. Probably her, though. I'm just
Do we know anything about the mother?
Not that I know.
Child?
I only heard about this, like, yesterday, I think. So, I know nothing. It's probably all going to come out. Do you have a book or something?
We'll hear about this. I mean, wow. A lot of issues.
Naughty boy. I mean, kind of feel bad for him, you know. His lead singer died, Kurt Cobain, however many years ago, 30 fucking years ago. His drummer died like one or 2 years ago.
Oh, you're not going to say, all right, I'm sorry. What? You're not going to make, but like, fizzle it down like always.
No,
it's all right for
but he should be fucking doing
in.
That because all the people died? No, I'm just saying.
I mean, and here's another thing. I'm sure the woman that he had this child with is probably 20 years younger than
probably. Him. Probably. I want to check up on that. Yeah. I'm going to do the research, and we'll check back in on this story. Because I want to know.
But yeah, I mean...
oldest age.
I mean, it happens.
Age-old
story. But
it just
sucks that he's the big family man and...
Huge scandal.
Family everything.
Huge
and...
scandal in his fucking camp. And he's probably really embarrassed.
Yeah. A lot of good songs coming out of this. I don't know why.
Maybe. Might as well start.
I don't know.
I don't really like the Foo
Fighters.
You
don't know what's going on.
I think he's kind of a fucking nerd.
But he's going to, you know, I did see he put a statement. He's going to stick by his family. We'll see. You know.
If they stick by him, you know what I'm saying? You might take the money and run.
Here's the thing. He's a rock star.
Yeah.
I mean,
come
on.
He's the rock
star. Yeah, but you don't think...
They have
that's
an arrangement.
It. That's
yeah.
it.
They have an arrangement.
That's all he's done.
If they have
and
an
you
arrangement.
You don't think she's known for things.
The arrangement
I mean?
Is not to have a fucking kid.
That's it. It got out. Like, that's what happened. It was like, hush, hush, or whatever. I'll deal with it. Whatever, whatever.
If there's
the
an arrangement.
Hit, no. You're going, I'm separating myself from this fucking.
It's embarrassing for her. Poor thing.
All right. So, yeah.
So wear rubber, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, especially when you're a rock star.
You know, definitely. I mean, Jesus Christ. He's been a rock star for, what, 30 years, and he didn't know to do that?
Girl could be fucking 20. This could have happened, like...
Yep. Could have been anything.
You know, 15, 20
She could have went
ago.
In the bathroom and took the rubber out of the fucking trash.
Stop it.
Like sports players,
oh,
you know?
Oh, my God.
They got to take that shit with them.
All right, what's next? What's what time is it, by the way?
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, 50. We'll go a few more minutes.
Yeah, we're cruising. It's good.
I don't know what's next. You said Triforce posted your little thing on Instagram today.
Yeah, I put a thing. And
you had a little. You talked to me about you know, people are kind of happy that we're like little back, just chatting about. We'll get in our groove again about MMA down the line.
Yeah,
but
I think we're in a groove right now. We're doing good.
We just have to recap everything that's happened.
This four in a row?
I think three in a row.
Three in a row.
Row.
No
three
doubt.
In a row. We've had four in the last 2 months, but. This is three in a row for us.
Cool. Yeah, we're on a roll. It's good.
And we'll come back next Wednesday. I'll recap my birthday. We'll recap Cage Titan 67 and Combat FC 8.
My birthday is like the next week.
Maybe we'll get a guest on. You know, I did reach out to Jeff Clark, Combat Cowboy.
Yep.
I think he just forgot. I wanted him to, because he goes to Neff a lot.
Yeah.
And, you
did
know.
Did he go to those ones?
He didn't go.
Yeah, so.
I don't think anyone's going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lars is going. Of course, he works for Combat FC.
Yep. Okay, so he'll go to those
things
ones.
For them.
Yep.
So
that's cool.
So he helps them on their social media. So I think, of course, he's going.
So therefore, he might not be at Cage Titans the next night.
I don't know.
I don't know either because he usually does.
I mean, I don't know what Lars' story is now as far as like managing or his, you know, or even like media wise, you know what I mean?
Yep.
With the MMA page.
Yep.
I don't know. I still share to the MMA, New England MMA group page, but not the business page. So I don't know what's going on with that whole thing. I know we are all still in a group chat.
Yep.
That we, you know, making fun of people on the chat, you know.
Talking shit.
Vent a little bit.
Yep.
Here and there. We're still talking about New England. Believe me, we're still talking about what's going on. We're laughing at a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, yeah.
We laugh. We see everything.
Mm-hmm.
We see. Don't think we don't. We see everything. All the comments, all the chatter, all the fucking drama and shit going on between fighters and strippers and shit like that.
Oh,
yeah. We're seeing that all over social media.
No doubt.
It's fucking It's like watching a train wreck movie. We're loving it. So
a lot of degenerates
that's part of
out
stuff because we are. There's like five of us on the group chat, so we're all seeing different things from different. They send us links. Look at this screenshots. You're like, what the hell is going on? So there's. I wish I could become like the National Enquirer of New England MMA.
Aren't you already?
No, because there's so much shit I could just talk about. Yeah. Like strippers and fighters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Having fights. So
sounds like you're talking about something specific.
Yes, I am. I'll fill you in down the line. But
please do.
I'm just talking like I could become that guy. Oh, I'm not going to fight.
We know this.
I'm not like that big interviewer guy. I could be that. The Enquirer, National Enquirer. I remember Mike Pulvere when I first got into this game. He was talking to me. He goes, back in the day, there used to be a site that would do that. They would talk dirt about dirty shit. Was if a fighter, a promotional owner was getting divorced, they would bring that out.
You got to be anonymous, though.
Nah.
Makes it more fun. That's what the National Enquirer.
I'm already talking about it. Like,
you already blew your cover.
How would you do that? It wouldn't be associated with me.
Yeah. Hey, you just have to, one would just have to pop up.
Yeah, but it'd be too many people in the pot, like giving me info.
Yeah, yeah.
It would come out. I can't be a ghost.
I have
too many ghosts and alias fucking pages.
Too many skeletons in the closet.
Too many things like that in the MMA world.
You'd have to have your own thing, and then you'd say, I have a source that I will not reveal that said so-and-so.
But I really think I should become that National Enquirer kind of MMA guy.
Yeah, do it.
I'm an older guy now. What's going on? Have a nice camera I can go
through. Yeah, right in their face when they walk out the door.
You know, just the screenshots for the comments and the shit going back and forth, people's Instagram stories and stuff like that, like they erase in 24 hours, but people screenshot them like, look at this. Mm-hmm. It is something to see. It's impressive.
Like
it's
TMZ.
You could be, it is. It's just like TMZ going on out there.
And that's National Enquirer. I'm pretty sure that guy owns National Enquirer.
I'm sure it's happening in all
everything
areas of sports but everything. MMA across the country
of
and
life.
Regional and stuff like that. But you know, we might have something there, Tommy.
Yeah.
Being the TMZ
investigative reporters.
TNS reporting.
There you go. Sounds good.
TNS reporting.
It's got a real
TNS MMA reporting. how about we do a segment every week on the dirt we see on social media? Like fight.
We might get punched in the face.
Crazy shit. It's just crazy shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The craziest of the crazy.
Okay, you know, not to like, not stuff to like make.
To throw shade and stuff.
I mean, you might have one big story. Like it's comical. You know what I mean? Yep. Like they're talking about it on social media. It's out there.
Yeah, if it's already out there.
But I don't want to. You know, I don't want
to. I don't like talking shit about fighters, you know.
Fighting, grappling with them.
Yeah, or when they come up on the fucking street and they're like, oh, hey, you know.
No one's ever going to do that, No one ever does that because
we're respectful.
Should I talked in the past?
Yeah, but also
and
respectful
no one ever
enough.
Fucking beat me in the head. Well, they wanted to. They wanted to. What, the bridges?
Those guys are fucking MMA fighters.
Motherfucker. I know, they're probably just like fucking set there.
Yeah, it's Joe Giannetti.
Yeah.
No offense, Joe, but you know, it's
fucking douchebags throwing me off bridges and shit.
Yeah, that true story right there.
Awesome.
You know? Not a fictional story.
Yeah, I can live through it. They knew they couldn't get me. So good. Why even try?
Cockroach.
They can fucking, exactly. Fuck. Wow. That's all right, fine. With that said, Tommy, I think the National Enquirer, you know, TNS reporting. TNS.
Like a stamp, bah, 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 boom, we're going to roll up on someone.
TNS reporting, maybe we're
true?
A little
bit. Is it true you were at the strip club? And
I'll tell you the story get off live. But
yeah, make sure we're off.
I had fun. I had fun with you tonight.
Yeah, good night. Always, brother. Always good. We have a good laugh.
Yeah, it's nice when, like, I like having a guest on because they bring people onto the show to watch the show and stuff like that. But I like just chatting and venting.
Oh, yeah. Laughing.
But next week, maybe we'll do the Enquirer thing. You never know. But congratulations to all the fighters that fought last week. Fighters fighting this weekend for Combat FC and Cage Titans. We will be back next Wednesday night. If anyone wants to call in, I'm not that guy anymore. I don't reach out to you. You want to call in? Call in. We'll do a show every week with just me and Tommy. I don't care at this point.
I want to get a couple of my guys in here, though. You know, guys who got fights coming up, guys who've had some good fights, Sahib, Damani.
Definitely.
All these fucking guys.
Well, if I get this fucking table out of here, we can have at least four people.
We can
in
have
here.
Some grappling matches in here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do it.
Some people, I saw people using this sound board that you have right now, the sound deafening as grappling.
I have a bunch extra.
Yeah.
Just put it down.
Yeah.
Want me to just put it down? Just have a little square in the middle of the floor.
We'll fucking ding, ding,
just
and go.
Four by six.
That'll be the National Enquirer thing. We'll have people, and you know, who we're going to talk shit about, and then they can come and fight us.
They can wrestle each other.
wrestle each other.
All right, with that said, we are out of here. This weekend, Sunday is my birthday.
Yes, sir.
So we'll have a lot to talk about.
If I don't see you by then, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, my man.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, my man.
You don't look a day older than 75, which you are.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
I will be 58 years old. And
good. That's a good age.
That's not bad.
Nice round number.
Not bad at all. But, probably a good 10 more years of me, 10 to 12.
Right? It's crazy to think about, right? 10 more summers. That's not a lot, right?
Have you know, like 75, you're still.
My grandparents and great grandparents lived till they're almost 100.
Yeah, my mom lived. She passed away at 93, but not by natural causes. She had an accident.
She
died in 93. My dad died at 87.
Those are good genetics, bro.
I'll take that average right there.
Yep.
Give me 88 years old.
My grandparents lived until they were
30
late
more 90s. Years, people.
Just imagine that, 30 more fucking years.
30 more years. Yeah. By then, they could fix me. You know what I mean? They might give me another 30
years. Live forever, yeah, right?
You know what I mean?
Would
you want another 30
Depends
years?
On if it's a healthy 30. Shitting in your fucking diapers, then no. Speaking of that, one more thing. Respect 9/11 today.
That's right.
Sad day. Everyone who I work with, I asked them where they were. And my conversation would go like this. Where were you at 9/11? You were probably shitting in your diaper. And they were. You know, a lot of people are 1 and 2 years old, things like that. My daughter was just about to be born in 2001. She was born in January of 2002. So, you know. Crazy day, infamy. Respect to all those people who died. Still trying to figure out who the fuck did it.
You know what's you don't see it blown out
like
all over social media.
Like 23 years.
Was
later
there a ton of shit on? It wasn't a ton. I saw of shit
some
on news,
not a
right
lot.
About it.
Like a couple of years ago, it was the 20th anniversary. I think it's like 23 now. Crazy, you know. Time flies, and they say never forget, but it seems like people forgot.
Yeah, I remember being at work and someone saying that someone just went to the. Well, I'm taking this little plane, you know, some fucking guy, one person.
We don't know what the fuck happened. I was in college.
Here we go.
I walked by a TV.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah, not a conspiracy. I'm not doing that. Walked by a TV, saw it. I was like 19 years old. Excuse me, I'm not crying. Not crying, I'm burping.
No crying in the room.
No, well, not true. RIP to all those people who died in 9/11. Sad stories.
All right, with that said, Tommy.
Yes.
Would you like to leave off with anything positive other than, you know? What a douchebag.
I am.
All right. With that said, we will be back next weekend, next Wednesday, like I said, unless something comes up, like family or friends or drums or something like that. Like I said, if you want to call into the Room podcast, hit us up on Instagram. Tommy's Instagram handle is what? Fabian Tom.
Fabian Tom or Tommy Shayhood on Facebook.
There you
all
go. Or us on Messenger or anything or, you know, whatever.
Easy
you
to
know
reach.
How to get in touch with us.
We are easy to reach.
And none of you are, which is all right. Yep. Like I said, Tommy and I will just shoot the shit every week and we'll get band guys in here.
Sure.
We'll do a bunch of shit. We'll do a drum solo. Someone's asking me for a drum solo in end of the show, which I did to do
you
a
did.
Little thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. We should put that on the air sometime, you know?
Just like
or I think
around.
Your drum solo should be the intro of every song. Like whatever song plays on that, it should be your drums.
Just me? Me showing up and just hitting it? Or?
That would be cool. Or just the audio. The intro audio, your drums.
Yeah, but people won't know that's me.
But it will be.
You gonna get deep with me?
No.
So John Duman just tuned in.
Oh boy!
Did you see John Duman tonight?
I did. He was teaching the white belts, so I didn't get to grapple with him.
Speaking of white belts, my girlfriend was thinking about putting her 15-year-old son into jiu-jitsu.
She's taking class with John Duman.
Really?
Yeah, the white belts. How old is he?
He's 15. He's going to be 15 in the end of this month.
I'm not too sure about the age limits with what classes or what, but shit, you know. There's definitely something there for him.
All right, we'll figure that out. But, you know, if he rolls with John Duma and learns from John Duma,
yeah.
More can you ask for?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Get some fishing tips and shit like that, too. You know? John Duma with them fish.
Oh, yeah.
I say, I saw in one video, I think someone let the fish go.
Yeah. Catch and release. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, this thing looked like a
big one.
Some kind of tuna fish. I mean, there's all sorts of tunas, right? Tuna
yeah,
sizes.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking like different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
I see
oh,
him with these fucking
monster fish.
Things that look
yeah,
like
stripers and
you
shit.
Can have some really good meals with. You know what I mean?
I eat that shit.
So with that said, all right, before we ramble on until tomorrow,
with that said, 15 times. You said that like five times in the past.
All right, we'll be back next Wednesday
right.
With next installment of podcast. Until then, follow us. Follow us on Facebook and our personal page, which this is broadcast on, because I found that gets more views
yep.
than you go into the Room podcast page. But, you know, I don't give a shit if you go wherever you go.
Yeah, go find
you know
it.
What I mean? You'll find
YouTube
me.
Is a good one, I think.
Go find me. We are on Spotify also, mm-hmm. YouTube,
yep.
Room podcast. We got 1,500 followers
nice.
Or subscribers yep. on YouTube.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I don't really reach out.
Yeah. You know, do the thing.
Social media. Just happens.
Just have fun on social media.
Exactly. I'm fucking old. Working. All right. With that said, thank you everyone for tuning in, all four of you. And we will see you next Wednesday night.
Good night.
Thank you, Tommy. Great
Peace.
Show.
Thank you, buddy.
We are out of here.